the most densely packed state in all the United States, and the oldest boardwalk.
Also, the birthplace of both the light bulb and cheerleading.
So we're sharing the most LGBTQ plus friendly and affordable cities in none other than the Jim Tan Laundry State. Oops, I mean the Garden State, New Jersey.
You're listening to Queer Money episode number 423, so let's get on with the show.
The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ plus community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission. Welcome back to another episode, folks. Actually, John and I have some good news to share. We're getting a lot of positive feedback, especially on this Gay City series, which we absolutely love. The Synthetic Wanderer wrote, "Thank you for this series. I was flirting with the idea of Wyoming, and this info series helps a lot." Amanda Abea also wrote, "Oh my God, I love this setup."
That's great. I thought gay people didn't like Wyoming. That's weird to get positive feedback about that. Also, we got a great review recently on Apple Podcasts. Makai Green says, "This podcast is great. As a young queer person from a low-income household, I was never taught about personal finance. David and John's content has made it accessible, understandable, and fun." So thank you, Makai. And if you too would like to leave a positive review, a five-star review on Apple Podcasts, we would love it. It helps us get out to this message out to more LGBTQ plus people, which is really the whole point of what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's get back to the reason why we're here today, and that's to talk about New Jersey. We did want to share with you one of the interesting things is that New Jersey, a city in New Jersey, so far has the highest cost of living to date of all the cities that we've talked about, and that's Hoboken, which we thought was quite odd,
at
233.9% of the national average. So you're paying more than double the national cost of living in that state. So you'll know why that's not on our list.
Yeah, that didn't make the winner or the runner up. Right. And I think it's crazy. I mean, we're only about 20 states and so we've got a ways to go, but we've hit some pretty big and populous states. So it's kind of crazy that Hoboken is up there. But anyway, it is what it is, right? That's a new popular phrase that everybody likes to say. Runner up for New Jersey is Montclair. Why is that the case? Well, Montclair is one of five cities in New Jersey to get a 100 on Human Rights Campaign's Municipal Equality Index. Home values average at $176,000 per property.
$876,000.
Oh, yeah. Big difference, huh?
Yeah.
It is one of the highest in the state, however. Rents come in about $2,704 on average per month for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment. That is toward the bottom half in the state. Cost of living significantly different than Hoboken. It comes in at $194.3. It is on the high side, but lower than Hoboken, so you're saving money there. Also, average incomes are $99,000 per year, and median incomes are $70,000 per year. So that's why Montclair made the runner-up.
Tired of all the credit card offers you get from your current credit scoring app? Download CreditWise by Capital One today to avoid them. Right. Our winner is actually Jersey City. And why? Well, like Montclair, Jersey City got a 100 on the HRC MEI. It is one of five cities that did get that. Its home values are considerably lower, but still in the top half at $540,000. Rent, although it's near the bottom for the state, is still pretty high at $2,896. And its cost of living, $191.2. Again, on the high side. Incomes, $99,000 for average income, $70,000 for median income.
Something's peculiar, David.
Right.
Tell me.
Why is that exactly the same as Montclair? Well, that's because seven of the cities that we looked at that are ranked in New Jersey are actually part of the New York City metro area. And so the census does not break down median and average incomes for these individual cities because they are part of one gigantic, very big metro area. And there was only one city in New Jersey that actually had a cost of living that was less than 100, and that's Trenton, which came in at 98.5, so it might as well be just around the national
average. Might as well be 100, right?
Exactly. So what are some good things about New Jersey, John?
Some good things about Jersey City, David. It's the second largest city in New Jersey, second only to Newark. It's super close to New York City, so you kind of get the best of both worlds. It's also the actual home. I did not know this until I did this research, but it's actually the actual home of the Statue of Liberty. Here I thought all along that New York owned it, but they're only responsible for maintaining it. And then it was also once listed, Jersey City was also once listed as the queerest city in America, and that's per Advocate.
Yeah. It is just an hour from the beach, the Atlantic Ocean, Seaside Heights, Asbury Park, and the Jersey Shore. So you've got access to a lot of things that we actually love.
And you might see Bruce Springsteen. Who knows?
Yeah. it also has a separate pride for their dogs, which is Pride Pup. And that takes place August 6th this year.
Yeah, get ready, puppies. We're going to Jersey City.
And their 22nd annual Pride is August 26th this year, which is the same weekend as Toledo's.
Yeah, so we won't be in Jersey City, but we will be at Toledo Pride. Anyway, congratulations, Montclair and Jersey City. Financial independence with a checking and savings account that doesn't nickel and dime you with fees. Get a Capital One 360 checking or 360 performance savings account at Capital One today.
Thanks again, folks, for listening or watching another episode of the Queer Money Podcast, especially this bonus series where we are covering the most friendly LGBTQ plus cities as well as affordable cities in the United States. And next week, we are moving on to the state of New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. If you'd like to see the results of all the cities that we're reviewing in our analysis, please go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities or click the link in your podcast player for a growing analysis. Meanwhile, have an amazing weekend.